Good morning, everybody. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It is a special day for us. It should be a special day for us all day. I believe that God puts special days in our lives, in the Word, important days, Mother's Day, Father's Day, of course, Christmas, the resurrection, and celebrating our veterans, those that have fought for God and country. And we ought to pay attention to these days, people. Take a moment to recognize, like, let's say for Memorial Day or Veterans Day, that, you know, this is worthy of me taking a moment to thank God for all the people that laid down their lives for our country. The same thing with Mother's Day. I have some very precious things to share this morning, things that will explain the mind of God in the whole process of bringing life into the world, all the way from conception till the time that the baby is held in the arms, till the time the baby grows and grows up and so on. And it is, to me, after reading this, I was literally crying at the computer, because God is so, so brilliant in what he does. And everything has a purpose. Anything that has to do with God will have a purpose. And the purpose of childbirth, there are so many dynamics from the time of conception till the time that the baby is actually born. And of course, we know raising the child and all of that comes after that. But during, I'm going to focus a little bit here today on what it takes to bring life forth. This is from several, I did some research on it, and this is from, excuse me, we don't know what it is about this area, but it's we are healed. So there are different research links that I did and found out some very powerful things about the actual process of giving life. Amen. So I pray with all my heart that it ministers to you. If you are a mother, it would be very, very wise that you would make sure that your children hear this message. There will hopefully come a great depth of gratitude for moms and for your mother and what she went through to bring you into this world. Amen. Again, it is all God ordained. It is meant to be powerful, eternal, precious, beautiful. It's just, I am in awe at God on a whole other level. So I'm going to start off with the scripture, and hopefully, again, your children are around you, because I honestly believe that Mother's Day is as much for the children as it is for the moms. It is a moment for the children to recognize the intense, intense effort that went into bringing them into the world. Amen. And that they do not take it for granted. You know, our everyday lives crowd us in. You know, kids are going to school, they're running around, the mom's telling them, brush your teeth, and all of that. And I know that I was a child myself, believe it or not. And I know that when parents correct you, when parents stop you and they say, you got to do this, I know it can be annoying. I know that. But you have no idea how much they are thinking of you, how much they are loving you, how much they are actually doing their best to help you bring out the best you for life. Amen. And so for today, let's put down all the little walls, let's put down all the little anger we might be having, and let's just for a moment do what the Bible says. Amen. And I'm going to read Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It is a right thing. It is a good thing. It is a beautiful thing for you to obey your parents. Honor your father and mother. That means that you give them place. That means that you say, you know what? I'm not going to treat this person as common. I'm going to honor them, because that's what God wants me to do. So honor your mother and your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. This commandment that God is asking of you, a command is a command, commandment. So children, when you respond to this scripture and you do this scripture, then please understand that this is the first commandment that God ever gave us with a promise. There are no other commandments that come with a promise, only this one. And what is the promise? If we obey our parents, if we honor them. When you honor someone, you give them place. When you honor someone, that means you understand their value and you don't treat them as common. Amen? So this is what it says. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. This is so incredibly powerful. God wants you to live long and that you may live well on the earth. Amen? And the way you do it is he gives us rewards. God is very precious that way. He'll say, look, if you can trust me and obey your parents and honor them, then you get to live long. I will make sure you live long and that you may live well on the earth, that things go well for you. Amen? So children, it's a win-win if you can just trust God. Amen. Glory to God. So let's get started with the actual message. So happy Mother's Day. Sorry about that. Let's just go ahead and get started. Dear moms, sometimes in your everyday life, you can forget the profundity of the highest calling God has entrusted you with, along with its many beautiful joys. I was a mom. I'm still a mom. I love it. It is the most precious thing to me, honestly. I'm very conscious and aware of it and the power that we carry as moms. But we forget the joys sometimes. Sometimes raising the children is just a labor. It is a labor of love, and we sometimes forget the love part. That we're doing this with a great purpose, with great meaning. Amen? And so, when we're running around, taking the baths on the kids, you know, getting them ready for bed every night and so on, we tend to forget the highest calling that we were entrusted with and the joys of bringing those children up. Amen. Glory to God. So today is a day of remembrance. Today he wants you to come out from the shadow of your motherhood. In other words, he wants you to be a queen today. Not running around, doing the laundry, making the lunches, you know, screaming at the kids because they're not responding. Today, he wants you to not do that. He wants you to come out from behind the shadows of your motherhood. And today, God is reminding you, beloved lady, of the dignity and honor he has placed on you. It is such an honor and a trust that God has when he allows the conception to take place, people. It comes with honor. It's a beautiful place that God has put you in and will walk you through. Amen? So he is calling this a day for all your family to be near you and to take the time to celebrate the woman who willingly chose to participate in the most profound heavenly mission of all missions. As a mother, you have partaken of a path filled with miracles and great splendor, my sister. I don't know, words fail to express the magnitude of the miracles that take place from conception till the child is born. And then, of course, the miracles keeping them alive on the earth. But this is absolutely phenomenal that you have entered into a path, as a mother, you entered into a path full of miracles. This is not something to be fearful of or overwhelmed by. It is an honor. It is a blessing, and God is right there helping you at every turn of the way. Amen. But today you're going to be remembered. You're going to be remembered in your home. God is certainly remembering you and honoring you through this message this morning. Amen. Motherhood, created by God the Father, is something profoundly beautiful and magnificently life-altering. Ladies, can I have an amen? Becoming a mother turns our world upside down in so many wonderful ways. Motherhood needs always to be seen as a gift from God. It comes with great honor and amazing achievement because it's a way for her to glorify God and serve him. Did you know, ladies, when that when you allow a life to come through you, that you are glorifying God. God is about life. God is about giving life. That's why he hasn't come for us, is because he wants a massive family up in heaven with him forever and ever. And it's a way for you to serve him. We are actually serving God by being mothers. When we feed those children and we do our best to feed them the healthiest and make sure that they learn all these wonderful, amazing things. Do you know how amazing it is to teach a child how to tie their shoes? And we did all these thousands of things that we taught our children. All that whole time, you were glorifying God and serving him. He knows well the massive undertaking of motherhood because of its profound spiritual significance, alongside the many practical responsibilities it carries. So being a mother carries the spiritual side and the practical side, of course. Amen. And he intended his intended purpose for motherhood is in the bringing forth of life, and then in nurturing and training children in faith and wisdom, thereby securing the next generation for God, for the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, you are not only bringing life, but you are keeping the clan of God, the holy family that he is building. You are keeping it going forward. You are adding to God's eternal family. Glory to God. As you do not know the way the Spirit comes to the bones in the womb of a woman with child, so you do not know the work of God who makes everything. Ecclesiastes 11:5. This is so important, ladies, because you have to understand, it was not a chemical reaction. It was not, you know, after a nice little evening with your mate. It was not about that. God was involved in the conception of your child very keenly. He was right there on the spot. Amen. God makes everything. He made motherhood. He made fatherhood. He makes everything, amen, that is important, that is in his word. And certainly to honor your mother and father is part of that. Amen. Glory to God. To make it possible to bring a child into the earth requires a threefold cord. You cannot have a child if you don't have these three people involved in it. The Lord, the Father, and the Mother. But it is the mother's body that will go through many changes to become a gentle and safe home for their child. From then on, she will never be the same in every way. The minute you conceive and you start carrying that child, your life just got changed forever. And if we do this right, ladies, it is like a major, massive step for us to become greater, more valuable, more beautiful, more loving. We can use motherhood to cause us to expand and grow incredibly. Amen. So, yeah, she will go through many changes. Once she has conceived, she in many ways will begin to take a back seat in her own life. This is a remarkably divine and phenomenal sacrifice of love. You don't understand. Your mom, before she became your mom, before the first child came, she was independent. She was living her own life. She was calling the shots to a great degree, and she was just excelling and growing and so on. But when she committed to having you, her life got altered. Her life got stopped. Not many people are going to do that for us, where they literally allow their life to be interrupted by this tiny little being, knowing and understanding this child is helpless. I'm going to have to put them first in order for them to thrive and make it through. Amen? So understand that it was a phenomenal sacrifice of love that she committed to. Psalms 139:13. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I want you to understand this morning, people, how holy the whole process is. It was for us. you know, we were so excited. Oh my God, I'm pregnant. Or, you know, maybe you were like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. But either way, we forget that it is God that's knitting the bones of that child in our womb. The miracles have started left and right. The incredible price for giving life. I don't know if you know this, but life requires a price. It absolutely does. If you want to have a great life, it's going to require you a price of doing whatever it takes to have that great life. To give life to a child is the very same thing. It's going to require a lot of giving. Amen. Glory to God. But it is such a beautiful experience for women. I wish I would have had at least 5 children, to be honest with you. Thank God my husband stopped it at 2, and I happen to have the most beautiful children in the whole universe. So I'm very well pleased and very happy and content. The incredible price for giving life. Again, we're going to go through some medical expertise here so you can understand what a woman goes through, and men. If that wife of yours has given birth to any of your children, please understand the price that she paid for that. Amen. You know, and I'm not comparing, this is just a different culture, but in some cultures, you know, they actually gift the wife with something precious, something beautiful when she has given birth to a baby, because it's a gratitude. Husbands should be incredibly gratitude. If you get a chance to be in the delivery room, you should thank your wife right at that moment for bringing that life forward that's carrying your lineage. Amen. So let's read this. According to medical science, there is actually a fierce price. I took out another word that was much stronger so that it could be a lovely Mother's Day message. So according to medical science, there is actually a fierce price for having children that both dads and kids should be made aware of. There's a genuine need on the part of the family to appreciate mom's remarkable sacrifice and the extremely active role she played in bringing forth her child, and then until you're grown, and then after you leave the house, she will be absolutely a mother in her heart until she takes her last breath. Amen? And that's, trust me, that is, and you'll understand in a minute why we are so connected to the children. So all of life comes at a price. If a woman had a natural childbirth, she could lose up to 7 ounces of blood. But with a C-section, she loses up to 50 ounces of blood. The substantial blood loss can lead to anemia, dizziness, and weakness. And this is all at a time when her body just went through a very profound trauma in bringing you forth, whether it be through the birth canal or it be through a C-section. Either way, there is blood loss involved in bringing a child. Amen? Her organs temporarily rearrange during pregnancy, and her pelvic bones literally separate and move during childbirth. It can take up to 3 years for her body to return to normal after the child is born. You know, I know I experienced that, especially because I had 2 C-sections. It takes a long time for your body to get back to any semblance of normalcy. Back pain and pelvic floor issues, and ladies, you know what that means. Back pain and pelvic floor issues from all the pushing during the childbirth can last for years afterwards. Amen. And this is another price that we pay, without getting in too much detail, is that things change in our bodies, you know, because of the labor intensive birth of the child. And that is something that we live with for the rest of our lives. Amen. There are things we can do, but it is something that remains in our body. Childbirth can be described, now take this, fathom this. This is from medical science. Childbirth can be described as 20 bones in your body being crushed all at the same time. at the same time. It is estimated that if men had to endure this pain for just 20 seconds, they would more than likely pass out. And note, delivery can last up to several hours, not seconds. And she's got to endure the same equivalent pain of 20 bones being crushed all at the same time, sometimes for hours, to bring the child forth. Now, in defense of men, I believe this is true because God has ordained women to give birth. God has anointed us to be able to do this, and God has given us the grace to go through this. Amen. It wasn't meant to be this way, but after the fall, we all went under certain things that happened to mankind, and one of them is that woman would bring forth children with hardship because of the fall, the extent of sin on mankind. Amen. So, you know, I'm not putting men down in any way. They carry burdens that we could not even touch, ladies. But in the childbirth process, I think we reign. And I think as women, we are able to be fierce in that moment in a way that a man could never be. Breast milk is actually produced from a mother's blood. There is life in the blood, the Bible tells us. And what I wanted to do, I didn't want to make this so polished. What I wanted to do was bring to light how intimate mother-child is the entire time. The mother's body transforms minerals into milk, providing all the essentials needed for baby's healthy growth. Her body goes into action. So this means that her body, even during pregnancy, goes into action to ensure the child's thriving and survivability before and after birth. During her pregnancy, her body's already setting it up for after the child is born. She's already taking care of the next step of the child. Next, the hormonal crash is brutal after death. It can be borderline insanity because of all the hormones that are just raging in our bodies immediately after birth. There are times when moms can go from crying, feeling totally inept, to feeling completely overwhelmed. And especially with the first child, you don't know what to do. You've never been here before. But that, coupled with hormonal crashes and things going on, it's incredible that we survived those first few months. Postpartum depression is very real. And the father of the child should be aware of this and pay attention of this occurring to his wife. It happens a lot, men, that women can go into postpartum depression. And it is a nightmare. It is very difficult. Your mind is not thinking straight. Your mind is not right. It's not strong at that point. So postpartum depression is very real, and the father of the child should be aware of this and pay attention of this occurring to his wife. It can be quite serious and debilitating to the mom, especially since she is very aware that her tiny new infant is completely dependent on her. This is incredible, people. Here she is, possibly fighting postpartum depression. I actually had that with one of my babies. And I can tell you, it was insanity for me. And it lasted probably, I would say, about 10 months. And every day I carried my cross. Every day I went before God. I would kneel at the baby's crib and cry because it was like, Lord, help me. I want to connect to my child. I want to be there with my child. I want to enjoy this child. And it was very difficult, people. And then on top of, you know, feeling this bit of derangement with the hormone crash and the postpartum depression, she is very well aware that this baby's counting on me. I cannot check out. I cannot go feel sorry for myself. I can't go in my car and take a drive by myself to get my mind straight or anything. I've got to be here for this baby. Amen? The mother-child connection is real, very profound, and forever eternal. My only prayer is that you were close to your mom in some ways and that she was a decent human being to you, because that connection is eternal. And you will see, when we cross over people, we're going to know relatives up there. You're going to see your uncles, your aunts, your cousins. You're going to see your brothers, your sisters that have gone on before you. You're going to see your mom and your dad. And my mom is still very much my mom, and she is very active, praying and interceding for us. The Lord showed me that. Amen? So it's eternal. Our connection with our children will be eternal. So why not make it good? Amen? Why not get close to your child? Why not make it beautiful? Why not make it something that when you see each other up there in heaven every once in a while, that there's a joy there and a gratefulness that we were part of each other's life? My child was an egg. Now, this is a mind blower, but I've read this many times. My child was an egg I was born with. They've been with me my whole life. I just needed love to bring them into the world. This is so amazing to me, because a woman is born with so many eggs in her ovaries. It's something that God does. It comes in her body. It's not something that grows when you become, you know, go through puberty or anything like that. Those eggs are there ready for birth inside of you. Amen? And this was before you were even born. So when you have a baby, you feel like you've known them your whole life. Because you have. They are not a stranger to you at all. There is no getting acquainted phase. You just naturally continue this amazing connection you started the minute your child was in your womb. Women, that's why we touch our belly all day long. That's why we talk to the infant, amen? It's because that connection is profound and real and was in us all along in that little egg. So, and after the birth, you both flow right into your tie of mother and child. They are profoundly familiar to you because they have been a part of you since you were formed in your own mother's womb. Please grasp that. What God has done here of the continuation of life generation to generation, in that when your mother conceived you and you were in her stomach, in her womb, you already carried your babies in your womb as you were in her womb. Very intimate. Very, let's hand down the baton. Let's hand down the baton. The connection is profound and eternal, people. Never tell a woman she can't do it. Ladies, say amen. Remember, she alone could dance the dance of life with two hearts and breathe with four lungs. Only she could carry the weight of two worlds in her stomach and give birth to an entire eternal being. Magnificent. The human body can only carry about 45 units of pain. But at the time of giving birth, she endures up to 57 units of pain, which is why it's equivalent to 20 fractures all at the same time. It should be 45 units, what man can endure, but she goes all the way to 57 in order to bring that child. That's why it is like having 20 fractures all at the same time. After the experience of pregnancy and birth, she's pretty much capable of anything. A trait she will greatly need in order to raise the child, in spite of all the challenges. Kids come with challenges. Some hurts. Children will hurt you, not meaning to at all, but it is just the nature of the beast. and then the sheer exhaustion she will face. So once she gives birth, she's gone through so much that she's capable of finishing the job. Amen? When an infant is born, a mother experiences a flood of oxytocin. This is the bonding chemical that allows the mother and child their deep connection. This, you see, another miracle of God, where right before the baby is being born, there's a flood of the best bonding hormone chemical, oxytocin, so that you can immediately and naturally bind to that child. You know, God loves our infants. God loves our children, our toddlers, our young adults. He loves the children. So he's going to make sure that you have this abundance of chemicals so you don't have to manufacture this connection to your child and you automatically respond because you love this being. God helps you to love and connect to this being because, again, remember, your connection will be eternal. Glory to God. Likewise, look at this child. Likewise, the baby emerges from the womb. Oh, I love this part. I experienced this with both my children. Likewise, the baby emerges from the womb, hardwired by God to look for one particular person, mom. They know her voice. They know her heartbeat. And the child's cells will remain in her body for the rest of her life, lest she forget me, the son of her womb. This is so precious to me. I believe this is me. I know that there's a huge long term for it when the cells of the baby are left in the mother's body once the baby is gone. And vice versa, by the way. A lot of her cells go into the baby as well. But to me, one of the reasons, if not the primary reason, God has done this about releasing cells from the mother to the child and the child to the mother, is so that she never forgets her children. You know, there's an expression, out of sight, out of mind. God doesn't want that to happen with your children. He wants you to remember your children. I remember my children. They are grown. They are gone. And I remember my children very often, and I pray for them. And I come to God on their behalf. If they're struggling, I bring that before the Father. That's a way that the baby said, you know what, Mom? I'm going to leave you a little bit of me so you can never forget me. So you will continue to be my mom and be there for me, you know, and vice versa. You know, the mom, child, I'm sending you forth, but you will never forget that you only had one mom. And I'm the one that gave birth to you. Amen? Praise God, people. I think this, all of this is so lovely to me. There's a lot going on, blood flow-wise, from within a mother who's carrying a life. For instance, that infant may sense that her heart needs help. And the infant's cells that are not yet fully formed beeline to her heart and help strengthen it. Child and mom are now becoming a little team for the sake of life. I have heard testimonies, people, of women getting healed of cancer while being pregnant, being healed of multiple sclerosis, being healed of heart defects during pregnancy because your child detected this and released some of their cells to make a beeline to that area so that you can be healed, so that you can live longer. Because what they are in the womb is nothing but raw life from God. It's God spoke that spirit into being and put it in that little ball of flesh in your womb, and it became a child. So they are full of God. They are full of life. And their intuition is so strong as they are in our body, that if they detect anything is not right, they're going to help. Amen? My daughter and I went through a lot when she was being born. We nearly didn't make it, and I'm not even kidding, but I'm not going to talk about that because it's about you guys, amen? But I want you to know that I do not question for a moment that my own child, as I was preparing to give her birth, did this to me because by no rhyme or reason should I be here as her mom. She might have made it, but in the condition I was in, I was not supposed to make it. And, you know, we came out of it. We both, she and I, survived. And I believe it was a tag team. Just as your child, you know, was in your womb. You don't even know what they might have done for you for your sake. Amen? Glory to God. The brilliance of childbirth. An infant who can barely do anything. They can barely do anything. Will lock eyes with their mother's eyes. And in that body-to-body eye. Body-to-body, eye-to-eye connection. Listen, ladies, every time you look at your child in the eyes, it continues throughout their lives, but especially as infants, when they are being molded as humans. She is literally... Okay, so let me start over. An infant who can barely do anything will lock eyes with her mother's eyes. And in that body-to-body, eye-to-eye connection, she is literally building the right and healthy brain in her body at a million synapses per second. Medical science. Every time you look at your child, you are helping them. When you look at them in the eyes, you know how often we're driving, you know how often we're talking and the child's trying to communicate and we're just keeping a fast pace, hoping they keep up. You know how not often we look into their eyes. Every time that you look into your child's eyes, and I believe no matter what age, you are actually helping them get a more healthy brain, people. Oh my God, this is amazing. Even from their infancy, she will help regulate the emotions of her baby, who doesn't even know yet the sense of any emotion. He doesn't even know he has emotions. They just feel, and they're scared, they're afraid, you know, they need to be changed. Whatever is going on, they're hungry. The mother begins to help the child regulate their emotions for life. For life. If they are sad, she will look at her child and talk to them and help quiet them down in their emotions. Mothers have so much power in their words, so much power in their voice when we are talking to our children. Always, even when they are grown people. In all this, in all these mother-to-child responses and connections, she is helping form their self-identity for life. And I read a book before Andrea was born, and I can tell you that in this book, it said, many people believe that if a child cries when they're in the crib and you know they're fed, you know their diaper is not wet, and you know there's no real reason for them to cry, that you should leave them alone. I grew up in a generation where they would say, don't go to the crib just because they're crying. You know, they're fine. They're going to be okay. But this book that I read changed my life forever. And thank God it was before my first child. And what this book said, it was from Johnson & Johnson, about the first 3 years of a child's life, is literally the title. And what they said was this. They said that every single time a child cries, you should go. You should go. That child needs to know, oh my God, I have a voice. When I cry out, they come. And it begins to give them a great sense of self-identity. It's like, I'm a person. I'm actually counting here. And you begin, women, to build their self-esteem from total infancy. It starts then when they begin to see, it's an intuitive sense of, I have value here. Oh my God, I count here. There are other grown-ups here, but they listen to me. When I cry, when I need help, they come. So even from then, from the tiny little baby, when we respond to them, when we quiet them down, when we teach them how to self-regulate, you are already giving that child a very great sense of self-awareness, amen, and identity. What? As part of your child, a part of your family. This is my child, you know, and he counts, and they're valuable. The price of motherhood. Every mom goes through a transformation from a carefree person to one that puts another first before herself. You don't know how hard that is, from being, like I said, this free person and just living life, to all of a sudden somebody else has got to be more important than you for at least the first 2 years, at least, amen? But in the end, a mom will have molded her heart into a beautiful, selfless one through all the sleepless nights, the skipping of showers and meals, and the constant state of rushing. And of course, the suffering she'll have endured when her child was in pain. Nothing is more painful to me than when my children are in pain, even to this day. When they are struggling, when they are in pain, when they are hurting, I know I feel it much more than even they do. I feel it completely. Amen. So in the process of all our sacrifices, lady, we are chiseling the most beautiful heart of all. You may not think that's important, and you may think, oh my God, that's a stiff price just to have a beautiful heart. But when you cross over and God commends you for the woman that you became through the hardships that were thrown at you, you're going to be honored. You are going to be so honored. Amen. So a mother's denial is an honest sacrifice, for it teaches love best of all. When you look at a mom, and especially if she's really doing her best, you know, no one's going to be perfect at all. But when she's doing her best and that self-denial that comes with it, please understand that at that moment, ladies, you were modeling love. You were teaching your children. You were teaching everyone around you how to love when you laid down your life for someone else. Amen? The sad thing, this is so true for me. The sad thing about motherhood is that you're raising the ones you can't live without to be able to live without you. Oh my God, life and the curves it throws us, amen? I mean, we got to raise these children to be able to live without you. Amen? Praise God. Strength and honor are her clothing. She will rejoice in time to come. Proverbs 31:25. Every mother should understand the supernatural strength God has clothed her with. He knew well that her spirit, soul, and body were laid down in service to her Maker, in bringing life into the world. If you did it, if you became a mother, it was He who empowered you to do this. You have to understand, sometimes we think, where's God? I never feel God. I don't really know God. If you are a mother, oh my God, the only reason you made it through all of it was because He strengthened you, amen? And because He honored you to carry life on. Glory to God. Heavy is the crown, and yet you wear it as if it were a feather. There is strength in your heart, determination in your eyes, and the will to survive lives strong within your soul. This is you. A warrior, a champion, a fighter, a queen. That is what a mother is to God. A warrior, a champion, a fighter, a queen. Praise you, Jesus. A warrior's strength is measured by the size of her heart. She is respectfully humble. She will stand with honor. She will fight with love. In the face of adversity and for the ones she loves, she will be a voice and a shield. She will be a beacon of light, the way home for her child in times of trouble. She will always make a gentle place for her young, no matter her age, no matter her life. She is a giver of life. She is the endless warrior. She is a river of life in their lives. We are always imparting life, counsel, wisdom, hope, strength to our children. And that's what a warrior does. A warrior is that strength in the family. Amen? Praise God, people. Glory to God. Your motherhood, oh God, this one slayed me. Your motherhood will outlive you and will live inside your children forever. Your impact is eternal, mothers. Understand, Mom, that the impact you had as a mother to those children will outlive you. To this day, when I am cooking dinner for my children, for my family, I hear my mother's words. If you're going to do anything, you do it right, Eva. So much counsel that my mother did. She taught us how to cook and cook healthy. She taught us how to serve the men first. She taught us how to clean a home. My mother lives on in me, even though she is already gone a few years. So, Mom, please weigh the value of your motherhood because it's going to live on in your children. Amen. Glory to God. Even after we're gone. The forever journey God has set before every mother. Family, please be patient with her. She was not born perfect or knowing everything. She is striving to learn, to grow, to keep up with the many changes and challenges you will bring to her. However, in this, she is perfect. She will never stop trying. True mothers will continue to grow. They may take a tumble, they may do something off, but they will get up and keep getting it right because no one will come between me and my child. They are my child, and I will get this right. I will get this right. Amen. Instead, make yourself beautiful. Make yourselves beautiful on the inside. This is God speaking to women. Instead, make yourselves beautiful on the inside, in your hearts, with the enduring quality of a gentle, peaceful spirit. This type of beauty is very precious in God's eyes. So you can see that God has laid a standard for women that she's got to meet. Amen? So be patient with her. You know, if you're struggling with your mom, pray for her. God will absolutely, he's about family. He will bring peace. He will bring unity. Amen? He will bring forgiveness. Amen? He allows family to, it's like amazing how God works this. He's just all hands on. Our greatest hope ever as moms is he's still working on me. And you can see this beautiful picture. I love this picture. God is still forming her. You know, you're helping form her. My children have truly made me the better person. Through them, I have grown so incredibly much. And we'll keep growing forever. Amen. Glory to God. Someday I hope my children know that there were no sacrifices made when it came to them. Only willing choices. For those choices, they owe me nothing but their own happiness. Children are a heritage, an inheritance from the Lord. Offspring, a reward from Him. And the word reward means compensation and benefit. When God gave us those children, he was giving us a compensation, a benefit. And what we did out of love. We weren't stacking up, keeping a record of everything we've done for them. That is not a true mother. A mother gives freely. She gives with one hand and walks away and forgets because this is my life. This is my heart. I'm so sorry about that. It gets super dry here, but I can finish this. We're almost done. Proverbs 31:28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Children, if you want to really please God, every once in a while, tell your mom that she is your blessing and that she is a blessing, period. That she is blessed, amen. And her husband also. And he praises her. Husbands, please, remember we're a team. Husbands and wives, we are a team. And the more you interact with one another, the more the children will flourish and prosper in your own home. So husbands, praise her and thank her from time to time. If you love your children, if your children do something awesome, thank her for having helped to bring them into the earth. Amen. Verse 29, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And I know in this church, the women that, you know, the moms, the women that are in this church, we all are striving to learn the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is just simply, to me, knowing and understanding that He is God and that He is brilliant and He knows what He's doing. The more we yield to God, the more we trust God in our motherhood and the things we do with lives. Women, we are dealing with lives that will become eternal lives. Amen. We will be praised if we continue to bow to God and yield to His commands. Amen. Motherhood right now, these newer generations, is not looked at all like it was at one time. And motherhood is being looked at as a very major inconvenience. And, you know, it's like an infringement on my life and so on. And, you know, for God, that's not the way He looks at it. Amen. Glory to God. My son sent me this. I have to read it to you. I promised him I would read it to the church, and he got really happy, only because I laughed so hard when I got it. He sent it to me as a little gift. And this will give you an idea of my relationship with my son. He's a total dude, but at the same time, he's allowing himself to be loving. And I just thought we would end with this. Amen. Glory to God. It's so cute. The mom and the child, the silhouette. Dear mom, thanks for being my mom. If I had a different mom, I would punch her in the face and go find you. Love, your favorite. And that's my son. Isn't that cute? I would punch her in the face and go find you. I love him. I love my children. I know. I know, Andy. It's praise God. So, happy Mother's Day. I want to end with an exhortation that, you know, if we were to live right every day, children, every day, husbands, you would find a way to just a second to help her feel special. Children, you could thank her for bringing you into this world. You know, just a little kindness. Mom, thank you. I love you. Mom, thank you for being you. Mom, thank you for helping me. Mom, thank you for thinking of me. You don't even understand the power of those kinds of words. And husbands, for you to say, you know, you went through a lot to bring our family, to cause us to have this family that we have now. And I want to thank you every once in a while. You know, a lot of men do think, you know, you're not my mother, so I don't have to celebrate you. If it weren't for her, you wouldn't be a father. You would not be a father. So she, remember, always that you're a team, you are doing this together, amen? So please, people, children, bake her her favorite cookies, take her out, be nice to her, wash the dishes today for her. There are so many ways. You don't need money. You don't need a whole lot to let people know, wow, I'm thinking of you and you are precious to me today. Amen. Glory to God.